Well, I know many of you are here, partly because it's Easter, and partly because we're having a special celebration today of a number of people getting baptized. I just want to share a little bit of from the scriptures an introduction to this. As we read earlier, everything that's happening this morning, everything, hinges on one verse. Romans 6, verse 9 says, "For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him." And for those of us who understand this one verse, it changes your life forever. We have an incredible God. See, when Christ conquered death, he not only by dying for us, but also by rising again. And his power is seen in many people here this morning. And I want you to listen carefully as you hear the witness, the testimony of the people that are getting baptized, what God is doing in their lives. God's presence, the vibrant life that we're celebrating today, it's full and it's here today. And we want to celebrate this new life in an extremely special way. We're celebrating the life that we see in a number of people who are experiencing that life, the life of Jesus that's born anew in them. And what's amazing about the life of Jesus that comes to us is it doesn't discriminate. When Jesus comes to us, he comes to the older people, to the younger people, to men, to women, to boys and girls. And God comes to us in his grace. The Bible tells us that while we were still sinning, he died for us. He loves us even though we're running around doing our own thing. And he says to each person here this morning, "I love you. I love you. I love you." You're also going to notice that we celebrate the deep public commitment of baptism. Baptism is something that's meant to do publicly as an expression of our faith. But it's just the starting place. Jesus asks us to come to the waters of baptism as soon as we're ready to publicly follow him with all of our heart and mind and soul and strength, because we need him to be able to do this. There's a story about an Ethiopian who was baptized in Acts chapter 8. It goes like this. Verse 26 of Acts chapter 8. "Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip," one of the apostles, "go south to the road, the desert road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza." So he started out, and on his way he met an Ethiopian eunuch, an important official in the charge of all the treasury of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians. This man had gone to Jerusalem to worship, and on his way home was sitting in his chariot, reading the book of Isaiah the prophet. And the Spirit told Philip, "Go to that chariot and stay near it." Then Philip ran up to the chariot. Obviously, it wasn't going too fast. And he heard the man reading Isaiah the prophet. "Do you understand what you're reading?" Philip asked. "How can I?" he said, "unless somebody explains it to me." I'm sure some of us feel that way about the scriptures sometimes. So he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. And the eunuch was reading this passage of scripture from Isaiah, which reads like this: "He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before the shearer is silent, so he did not open his mouth. In his humiliation he was deprived of justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth." The eunuch asked Philip, "Tell me, please, who is the prophet talking about, himself or someone else?" Then Philip began with that very passage of scripture and told him the good news about Jesus. And as they traveled along the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, "Look, here's water. Why shouldn't I be baptized?" And he gave orders to stop the chariot. Then both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. And when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord suddenly took Philip away, and the eunuch did not see him again, but went on his way, rejoicing. Now notice in this passage some important truths. One, baptism came the moment the Ethiopian believed. Baptism in the scripture is always associated with belief. Baptism is not something we do when we're really mature or we want to be a saint or something like that. Or maybe want to be part of a church and vote. Baptism is something we come to as soon as we know that, yes, I believe in Jesus as my Lord and as my Savior. It's the starting place of publicly expressing our commitment to God. In fact, in some countries, they don't kill you because you believe in Jesus. There's lots of people that say, well, yeah, I believe in God. But they will kill you once they know you've publicly expressed that commitment in baptism. They know it's a stronger stand. Today you're going to hear some testimonies, some longer, some shorter. The important point is to listen for is that Jesus has come to live God's powerful, vibrant life in each one of these people, and they're acknowledging this. And after we sing, I'll be leading them through the waters of baptism. And as I do, be listening to what God is saying to you. The purpose of baptism is not just to practice their public speaking skills. We do this rather as a witness to what God is doing inside. Their testimony is real. So allow God's Spirit to speak to you and to be listening for what God wants from all of us as a result of what you hear.